Hello and welcome to the Marriage is Sweet podcast. My name is Dr. Lisa and I am your host. I'm so excited to be here with you today. Today we are praying for God's protection and power. It is so much that's going on in the world. We have an eclipse approaching the earth on tomorrow. And so we want to be in prayer because this is in the Word of God. It's all in Revelation. We want to just be in prayer for God to keep his hands on you and your family. There are some people that will feel the effects of the eclipse. It depends on what part of the world that you are in. We want to be praying over your children. We want to be praying for your spouse. If you are seeking God for a spouse, we are in prayer for you too. Now, before we pray and we say some declarations, I want to encourage everybody to get before the throne of God. Take some time off of social media. Take some time off of texting and TikToking and getting on the phone. And get before the presence of God. The more you talk with God and you read his word. See, some people don't want to read the Bible. They just want to have a conversation out loud. You got to get in the word so that God can speak to you through his word. Now, can he speak to you when you are just walking or sitting at home or at the office? Yes, he can. While you're in the grocery store, of course. But the more you put God's word into your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions, the more you will have control of the enemy. I don't know who that's for. If you have children or grandchildren, you want to, you know, pull out a scripture and have them repeat after you. Read at least one entire verse. If you can read more, read more. Sometimes two-year-olds speak better than the 10-year-olds. So you want to be praying with your entire family. Let's go before the throne of grace. Father God, we thank you for the gift of life. We don't take it for granted. We thank you, Lord, that your kingdom come and your will be done. Let your kingdom, Father God, advance and be established in our life through your prophetic word, through your prophetic teaching, and through your prophetic healing, and through your word. We thank you, Lord, that we will read the word. We will pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let, Father God, the glory of God reign in our life. Hallelujah. Let the heathen, that means all demons, let them hear the Lord through me. Hallelujah. Let them hear my prayer. Let them hear my worship. Let them stumble and fall at every powerful word that comes out of my mouth. Thank you, Lord, for you destroying every witch, every warlock, every assignment that the enemy has planted, the enemy has plotted against our lives, against our children, against our grandchildren, against our future generations to come, against our spouses, against the future spouses that are on the way. Everything that you have designed for our good, we cancel the assignment of the devil that's trying to destroy it. The prophetic plans of God will be manifested in our life in the name of Jesus. I am in agreement with God. I am not in agreement with the devil. Come on and say it. I am in agreement with the covenant of God. I have a covenant with God because God is a covenant keeper. I come out of agreement with the devil. I do not agree with evil. I hate evil just like Jesus hates evil. I love God. God is my father. God is providing for me and my family. Hallelujah. Let men know, Lord, that your mighty acts and the glorious majesty of your kingdom reigns. Let men bless the Lord in all places of his dominion. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, Lord, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. You want to go ahead and tell the devil, say, devil, God's kingdom, which I am a part of, is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion endures throughout all generations. Every generational curse that has been planted in my bloodline. I uproot the curse right now. In the name of Jesus, I uproot sickness and disease. In the name of Jesus, I uproot every warlock that has spoken against me, that has spoken against my children. I come out of agreement with every spell that has been spoken over me and my family. In the name of Jesus, for every Jezebel spirit that has spoken against me and my family, I come out of agreement with those prayers. I cancel the assignment of Jezebel in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I overthrow the thrones of wickedness. I overthrow the thrones of wicked kingdoms. Come on and say it. Say, I overthrow with the spiritual authority that resides in me, which is the Holy Ghost. I overthrow the thrones of wicked kingdoms in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for preserving me unto your heavenly kingdom. Let the scepter of your kingdom be released. I seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things are added unto me. Let all dominions serve and obey you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for you revealing false prophecies, false prophets. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, that everything that is designed to harm me, it will never touch me. It will never touch my children. In the name of Jesus, I decree peace in my home right now. Come on. Say, I decree peace. El Shaddai, Jehovah Shalom. I decree peace, and it is peaceful right now. In the name of Jesus, I don't care what went on yesterday. I don't care what argument you had last week. I'm talking about from this day forward. Hallelujah. You're going to decree and declare peace. I decree peace. It la da da mosia from the front of the house to the back of my home. I decree and declare peace at the doctor's office. So I can't hear nobody. Peace in my home. Peace on my job. Peace at my children's college. Peace when I'm shopping at Target and Walmart. Peace when I'm eating out with my family. Peace as I'm in my home. Peace. 24 hours of peace. If I go to the gym, peace, Lord. As I'm driving my car, peace, Lord. If I'm taking an Uber, peace, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for uprooting every design, premature death of car accidents, uprooted right now in the name of Jesus. It is canceled by the blood of Jesus. The blood cancels out every demonic plan that the devil has planted against you and your family. Oh, I can't hear nobody. I cancel premature death on your life. I cancel premature death on your family's life in the name of Jesus. La 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 Mosiah. Come on, pray it in the Holy Ghost. Oh, la 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 Mosiah. The devil can't comprehend when you pray it in the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Lord, for healing and deliverance, for setting your children free. We thank you, Father God. We want to give you glory today, Lord. We love you today, Lord. Come on, lift your hands in the air. Say, Lord, I love you today. Come on, lift them up high. Lord, I love you today, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that everything is working out for our good. La da da mo so up. Wo la da da mo so ya. Ika la da da mo sa ya. We thank you, Lord, that everything, come on and say it with confidence. Everything, come on, let hell know. Say, everything is working out for my good. Say, whatever God has for me, devil, come on and say it. Say, whatever God has for me, devil, you can't have it. I decree and declare it so. I have a right to the fruit that God has for me. My children have a right to the fruit that God has for me. My bloodline has a right to the fruit that God has for me. I prophesied so. Come on, I can't hear nobody. Hallelujah, Lord. Now, come on and tell the Lord. Say, Lord, Lord, I love you today, Lord. I love you today, Lord. You got to let the devil know. Say, devil, I hate you because I love the Lord. Just like you hate me, I hate you too. But I love God because God loves me. Come on, let all of hell know. Say, I love God because God loves me. And I am the apple of his eye. I am the apple of God's eye. Come on, say, I belong to Jesus Christ. You got to let all of hell know, because see, they waiting for you to announce it. You got to open up your mouth and say, I belong. I belong. I belong to Jesus Christ. And say, my entire week is going to be blessed and highly favored, and nothing that the enemy has planned will ever work. It will not work. In the name of Jesus, I cancel the assignment of the devil. In the name of Jesus, I am seeking your kingdom first, Lord. Let all of God's children say, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost, amen, amen, hallelujah. Come on and clap, put your hands together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. La da da mo soya. If you don't pray in the Holy Spirit yet, you want to ask the Father for the gift. La da da mo soya. It is important that you pray in tongues. Do not be discouraged if you don't presently have the gift. You can get the gift if God desires for you to have it. Hallelujah. But you want to be in prayer, because as I was praying in the Holy Ghost, the Lord knows who's going to come on and listen to this. Hallelujah. And so it's powerful when you pray in tongues, because the Holy Spirit is praying for you in secret. And you see the enemy get upset because he can't comprehend the Holy Ghost. He can't comprehend. So when you pray in English, he stand by. That's why I say, open up your mouth and let hell know that you love God. Hallelujah. You want to be in prayer about the gift of tongues. Hallelujah. My name is Prophetess Dr. Lisa. I am so excited. Please stay tuned. This week, we're going to be having some powerful announcements. Hallelujah. And we are excited. We are getting ready to really, really advance the kingdom of God, to be able to help you learn how to pray, teach you how to fast, teach you how to decree and declare God's word over your life. And so that is the assignment that we're on. We're also going to be teaching you about different spirits, teaching you how to memorize scripture, teaching you about the angels of God, teaching you about the kingdom of God, how God operates, just everything, teaching you how the devil operates, speaking against witches and warlocks. Just in case you don't believe in witchcraft, we're going to point it out in the scriptures, because God talks about it from Genesis to Revelation. And so I want to encourage you to look up the scriptures. I believe it's 7 of them in Revelation. You want to look up the scriptures concerning the eclipse that will be here tomorrow. God bless you. I have some links in the bio. You can schedule a one-on-one with me. We talk for about like 45 minutes. If you want to, you know, pray, talk, if you just, you know, because a lot of times when I'm talking to people, God will reveal a secret, because I am a prophet and God does reveal secrets. Hallelujah. God bless you. Follow me here. Please give the podcast a rating. Stay close this week. You want to be coming on to see what the announcements are, what links are in the chat, so that way you can join me live on the phone. God bless you. I love you. My email address is hello@lisagraham.co. I will have that here in the chat, and also the link where you can schedule your appointment, and my YouTube channel too. Okay. God bless you. And I look forward to talking to you soon. Listen to the declarations and the prayer over and over again, and decree and declare it over you, over your children, over your spouse, over your future. God bless you. Take care. Love you. Jesus Christ loves you too. Have an amazing, blessed day. Bye-bye.